The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Well, if you haven't heard by now, administration officials have announced that they are proposing changes to the way the 34-year-old Endangered Species Act is enforced, a move that critics say would weaken the law. Of course, this is not the first attack on what constitutes the most important and effective wildlife conservation law in history. Created and written by the Nixon administration, the Endangered Species Act of 1973, which protects almost 1,300 imperiled species, has long raised the hackles of many people who feel it is too broad a federal protection. Contending that the act penalized property owners and made the cost of public works projects prohibitive, some members of the House of Representatives have been trying to make changes in the law since 1995. Last year, however, the House and Senate failed to agree on changes that proponents said could have helped speed the approval of dams, housing developments, highways, and other projects where protected species live. However, the important thing to remember in this debate is that in the 3.5 decades of this law, it has proved to be both effective and flexible, serving as a caution sign to development, not a stop sign.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.